Among those keeping tabs is Don Shepard, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile. He describes it as a non-tropical weak area over the Gulf.
The models have been hinting at it for 4 or 5 days, kind of an upper-level, low, broad area out over the Gulf that could potentially work somewhat down to the surface, but we're not really expecting anything more than a rainmaker out of it, but it, you know, is something to watch here over the next several days.
For the Panhandle in South Alabama, the system could provide heavier rainfall by midweek, which in turn could lead to what Shepard calls nuisance flooding.
We're looking only 1 to 2 inches, possibly higher in some areas, just because there is a disturbance out over the Gulf, most likely pushing some waves and some energy this way that we'll be looking at some rip current risk along the beach and maybe some higher surf, but we're not expecting any coastal flooding.
After weeks of dry weather and a number of wildfires, Shepard says whatever this area gets from the system could turn out to be more beneficial than harmful.
If everything stays status quo, you know, just get some rain in the area, wet things down, but not significant flooding and certainly no real tropical impacts that you would expect like wind or flooding or coastal flooding or anything like that. We're just not looking for that.
The more of a system circulation that's close to or over land, the lesser chance for development. Shepard says this disturbance is close to Florida's west coast and is expected to remain there for now.
So you'll have circulation, you know, on the north and east side of it coming in across land areas, which will somewhat limit development. This time of the year is systems that may begin like that gradually work down to the surface. So that's basically what they're looking for, just in case that happens.
As of late Monday, the National Hurricane Center reported the low has not shown any signs of increased organization over the past 24 hours. The formation chance over the next 48 hours is low, 20%, and 30% through 5 days. Shepard is hoping residents along the coast will use this as something of a reminder to get ready for hurricane season, 2.5 weeks down the road.
Some of our posts on our social media from the office here have been along that line. We're getting to that time of the year, and you should always be prepared. Hope we don't get one, but just be prepared for one, because any place along the coast is vulnerable to them.
In 4 of the past 6 hurricane seasons, there have been named storms before June 1st, according to the Weather Channel. If this system develops, it would be known as Tropical Storm Alberto. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.